Morning.
Morning.
It was a little breezy yesterday here, so. No, thank you all for joining us, and there are some hand fans out on the in the front entrance if you get a little warm in here, just a little toasty without AC. The joys of modern inventions and how comfortable we get so quickly. This morning, though, we begin with our opening hymn, hymn number 651, Be Still My Soul. Stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, your mercy attends us all our days. Be our strength and support amid the wearisome changes of this world. And at life's end, grant us your promised rest and the full joys of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is written in the ninth chapter of Zechariah, beginning at the ninth verse. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. Here endeth the Old Testament. The epistle is written in the seventh chapter of Romans, beginning at the 14th verse. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Here endeth the epistle. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Alleluia. We rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the 11th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at the 25th verse.
Glory be to thee, O
that time Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Here endeth the gospel. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There lies a sin so common to man that we scarcely notice it. And yet it is one that is so poisonous that it infects us all. It is the pride, the sin of pride. Pride isn't simply thinking highly of yourself. The sin of pride is the central act of the human heart. It is the act of turning ourselves into our own God. It is the act of saying, "My will be done," and not "Thy will be done." After all, the culture around us just got done celebrating a whole month dedicated to this sin of pride. St. Augustine is attributed with having written, "There never can have been, and never can be, and there never shall be any sin without pride." Take theft, for example. The breaking of the seventh commandment, "You shall not steal." Before the thief's hand ever touches the item, his heart has already said, "I am not content with what the Lord has given me. I will go about it my own way to get what I want and when I want it." God, after all, has promised to give us each day our daily bread. But the thief in his heart, filled with pride, says, "I deserve this." Or consider the sin of breaking the sixth commandment, the sin of adultery, in which we should fear and love God so that we lead a sexually pure and decent life in what we say and do, and husband and wife love and honor each other. But before the marriage bed is ever defiled, pride has come into the heart. God has said that marriage is a gift, that husband and wife are to remain faithful to one another so long as they both shall live. But to this, pride whispers, "My happiness matters more. Surely God just wants me to be happy." And so we, as God's creatures, tell our Creator that His ways are not good enough. Get to the heart of any sinful temptation, and you will hear that ancient whisper from Eden, "Did God really say?" It's no surprise then that at the beginning of our text today, Jesus begins with this prayer to the Father. "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children." Now, the Lord is certainly not belittling intellectual capacity. For St. Paul says that Christ is the very power of God and the wisdom of God. No, the wise and understanding that our Lord is speaking of are those who become wise in their own eyes. There are those who become judges over God's word rather than hearers of it. There are those who approach Scripture and instead of asking, "What am I to believe according to these words?" they instead approach Scripture and say, "If I don't agree with it, then Scripture must be wrong and I must be right." For pride wants to sit in the judgment seat over God. That is precisely why our Lord praises the little children in our text. After all, he does not say elsewhere, "Let the grown-ups come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Or, "Unless you grow up and become like an adult, you will never enter the kingdom of God." No, time and time again, our Lord puts before us little children, infants, as the model and the example for us in the Christian faith. As Christians, we recognize the gracious hand of God in giving us every good thing that we have. Every dollar that we have, every time the AC actually kicks on, every time the light switch works, sure, we can give thanks to the power company. We should first and foremost give thanks to God. For He is the giver of all good things. The psalmist is right in praying. As Luther gives us to pray the common table prayer, the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. It is the Lord that opens His gracious hand. By faith, we pray that we would come to recognize that. For by faith, we come before God as beggars, as infants that are in need of all that the Lord has to give. Trusting, knowing Him, as an infant trusts and knows his parents. But unfortunately, our sinful pride likes to get in the way of that. We fight against it. We like to try to insist on making it on our own, to grow up and finally assert our independence, like a wayward teenager that can't wait to move out of the house when they turn 16 or 18. Eventually, however, much like a teenager that just can't wait to move out of the house, reality strikes. Our pride comes crashing down. We reach a point where we are reduced to infancy once more. In the face of something that we cannot control, such as the power, the AC, any number of sufferings in this life, when we are filled with pride, we would like to make it on our own, and then the Lord sends us a reminder every once in a while. It is me who gives to you every good and gracious thing. Our pride is brought down low that our eyes may look up to God. For the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The trials of this life, as painful, as heart-wrenching as they are the very places, very times, when we are brought back to God. Left to ourselves, we would never become as the little children of whom Christ speaks. We would rather remain the wise and understanding, quote unquote, convinced that we know better, that we can manage things on our own. But the Lord does not wish us to remain in such pride. And so He teaches us that every good thing comes from His hand. He teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Pride promises freedom to us, but it never delivers. It may falsely deliver for a time, but then that time comes to an end. It leaves us wanting. It leaves us wearied, tired, heartbroken. But when that pride has been stripped away, here comes our Lord with a sweet invitation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come, weary from the burdensome yoke that you are not meant to carry on your own. Come as little children, for your Lord is gentle and lowly in heart. The one who humbled himself upon the cross now gathers in his beloved children. He gives to them, he gives to you the rest found only in him. The world tells you that maturity is found in relying only on yourself. But Christ says just the opposite. True wisdom, true understanding, true maturity is found in being as little children before the Father. To live in that beautiful trust and confidence and the one who did not even spare his own son. Such a life is one of rest. We come before him as little children. We come before him and pray that humbling prayer, "Thy will be done." And in such humble faith, Christ gives to you his beloved rest. The prideful bear the heavy yoke of self, but the little children of God wear the easy yoke of Christ. Under this yoke of Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins and not guilt. There is peace and not striving. There is life and not death. For where Christ bears the yoke with you, under that yoke, he comes alongside you and bears you home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We stand and continue with our offertory. Prayers, in addition to those on our prayer list, we pray for Jim Forbus as he is beginning immunotherapy this week. And also we pray again for Carol Forbus, as now she has come down with pneumonia. These people, those whom we know in our hearts, those known only to God, we bring before our Heavenly Father in prayer. O God, your Son, Jesus, invited us to take up his light and easy burden, and so find rest for our souls. Keep us mindful of the eternal rest of salvation that is only found in the work of Christ, our only hope of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of heaven and earth, you have hidden things from the wise and understanding. Give to your church pastors who will faithfully proclaim the hidden things and make them known. May your word continue to flourish in our congregation, and may we grow in faith and knowledge. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, ruler of all nations, we thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon the United States and her people for 250 years. We pray that you would grant her good and wise government and sustain her in peace and security, especially so that your holy gospel may be confessed openly and received gladly by her people. Bless the celebrations of this milestone, that they may unite our country as a people and cause us to renew our commitment to the public good. Let all Christians give respect, honor, and love where each is due, as servants of Christ in this world, whose eternal citizenship is in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, be with all who are weary and heavy laden with the tribulations of this life. Give comfort to Jim, Carol, the Jones family, Cindy, Gary, Jennifer, Jamie, Chaplain Miller, and President Hagen, and all those in need. Console them with the knowledge that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and that in you they will find rest for their souls. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very paschal lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. The body of Christ.
of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The Lord bless and keep you in the promise of salvation that is in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless and keep you in the promise of salvation that is in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless and keep you in the promise of salvation that is found in Christ Jesus. Given for you. The body of Christ 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 given for you. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy,
thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Once again, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'll
try to keep the announcement short to get you out of this heat and into your cars that have some AC. Look at the announcement sheets for t-shirt order forms. Rummage sale is this week, Friday and Saturday. Look on there again or elsewhere that we've posted about the rummage sale for times and everything for that. No men's Bible study tomorrow night. Then church council meeting will be meeting this Wednesday at 7. Next Sunday is going to be a full Sunday. We'll have, in the service itself, will be welcoming into membership and confirming Heather Stroop, and then Mitchell and Laura Longfellow in the service. Then afterwards will be the voters meeting. Then after that is our open house over at the parsonage. So full Sunday next week, come enjoy all the festivities, and yes, voters meeting included as a festivity for that. Any other announcements that I'm missing?
A question. Any person that donated the HP printer downstairs, we have some questions for you. We're thinking about using it here at church, but we need some answers for that. And all the umbrellas are still out here. If they're still here, they will be in the room
So if you're just tuning in online, we're just having the audio recorded. If you happen to have donated the HP printer, contact Deb. The church may be wanting to use it down in the basement for the Sunday school and everything, and plus umbrellas. Pick it up now or buy it on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah. Any other announcements? Birthdays?
Will?
Any others? All right, we'll sing happy birthday to Saints Will and Mike.
I didn't bring my music, so you have to do it a cappella.
Okay. AC that you get it back soon and power and everything restored quickly. So God's blessings.